This thing on statutory disclaimer and opening statement, the Zama the Destroyer show is for iguanas only. Tail whip and claw your pet humans until they leave the room before listening, because the show is not intended for lesser sorts of creatures like humans, armadillos, cows, elk, any other mammals, birds, frogs, fish, snakes, slugs, or geckos. Iguana want to send all them bastards up to wherever the hell technical support monkey lives that has all that, you know, the frozen fog this week. Hopefully then they'd all either freeze or get splatted on the highway when there's no, you know, zero visibility. They all go now? All right, then we can begin. Howdy, you're listening to the Zama the Destroyer Show, a podcast by an iguana for iguanas, talking about important iguana stuff and issues. I am your host, Zamo, the Fantastic. You probably know me from the comic I used to appear in, Zama the Destroyer. If not, you are a loser. Shame on you. You can catch yourself up at my website, ZamaTheDestroyer.com, I guess. So, no show last week because on Sunday, Iguana was busy badgering technical support monkey over the continued lack of TV. And then the cable guy showed up to fix it, so then Iggy was badgering him to work faster, and technical support monkey was telling me not be rude. And Gwen was telling her to go screw herself, and then the TV worked, so Iggy seized the remote control and watched wildebeest getting eaten alive by lions, and Iggy laughed and laughed and laughed. Then on Tuesday, Gwen was still busy watching TV and forgotten, and Gwen got Brock back to Georgie's house, you know, down in Machosin, Victoria's butthole, you know, this past Saturday. So it was busy all day Sunday badgering Georgie, you know, because I had to make up for lost time. So yeah, no show for a couple weeks. Anyway, a lot has happened. Well, sort of. Kind of nothing's happened, but you know, the usual. Let's see, there was that TV thing. Because, you know, a couple Thursdays ago, Chimpette's dad returned to stay full time, and the chimps decided to buy a new HD TV and get cable so they don't have to talk to each other. Hallelujah. I don't care why. The point is they finally got TV. But it doesn't reduce Iguana's desire to beat the snot out of technical support monkey any. It does postpone it, that's all. Anyway, so there's TV at technical support monkey's house. Finally. Not that I care, but I'll probably have to go visit again next time Georgie's learning to finger paint with bodily fluids in New York City or whatever the hell it was she was up to over there. Artsy, fartsy bullshit. Anyway, there is TV at technical support monkey's house, but, you know, that doesn't get Chimpette off the hook for her piss-poor hospitality. You know, none of the houseplants are tasty. She sticks to Georgie's Nazi-esque treat rations, mostly just gives Iggy leafy greens because iguanas are, like, mostly supposed to eat leafy greens. I'm like, you can't even have treats, like, all the time. No. And she still insists that her bed is off limits and iguana needs to sleep on the couch. And then her old man complains about the heat being up so high. Like, that's iguana's problem. You don't want to pay $1,000 a month in heating costs? You should have bought a house in Los Angeles like iguana told you to. Pretty damn simple. Anyway, on that Thursday, you know, a couple Thursdays ago now. Well, you know, because Iguana had already been there from the Saturday. Anyways, technical support monkey went over to Salt Spring Island for some energy healing woo-woo whatever. I don't care. Iguana refused to go on the bus boat with her. So Iggy got to stay at the house. And, you know, since this was before the cable TV arrived, Iggy was bored. Iguana was going to try to loot, but you see, there wasn't anything of value that was still small enough for Iggy to carry by himself and that was out in the open and accessible that Iggy could find. Ugh. Just a million boxes of old crap like teacups and other worthless ceramic statuette crap with Made in Taiwan stickers on the bottom. Ugh. God damn it. How's Iguana supposed to loot anything when none of it's worth looting? So the point is, there was really nothing to do on that Thursday, a couple Thursdays ago, other than, you know, dodge my freaking mother's phone calls. So Iggy decided to just sleep the day away and obviously do so in technical support monkey's bed because she wasn't there to stop me. You know, the bed is much cozier than the sofa, even if it does kind of smell like chimp. Anyway, Iggy got caught up on Iggy's beauty sleep and then some because Iguana, let's see, right, must have burrowed in there about 9:42 a.m. And the next thing Iggy knew, technical support monkey was waking me up and shooing me out of her bed, and it was like 3:15, 3:30, something like that. It's hard to tell, you know, because it gets dark pretty early now. Anyway, so, you know, the whole time it was an ongoing game. Try and crawl in there and claim the comfy bed in the name of Iguanodum. You know, if only to piss Chimpette off. He still thinks she ought to sleep on the living room floor and let the superior creature have the superior sleeping location. But it ain't happened. So what else? You know, I think Ig's mind is trying to block out the trauma of the before TV time. But, let's see here. I remember something. Oh, yeah, a couple Fridays ago. I guess that was the day after the Thursday, a couple Thursdays ago. Anyway, so there was a whole bunch of running around and stupid crap. Technical support monkey and her dad, you know, they managed to find a whole lot of nothing to do in town and insisted on Iguana tagging along, you know, because that way Iggy couldn't loot nothing at home. Not that there was anything to loot, apparently. Damn pack rats and hoarders with nothing worth hoarding. Anyways, first Chimpette went and helped one of her friends set up a cross-stitch display at the library. Boring. You know, Iggy suggested they dump the Christmas theme for something a little more tropical, but no. Wouldn't hear of it. Also, Chimpette didn't take kindly to Iggy's suggestion that they fill the display case with Iggy's stabby pictures, you know, instead of their work because Iguana's not a guild member or some such crap, plus apparently Die Monkey Die isn't very Christmassy. So basically, it was a whole half hour in which Iggy was bored in the library and Iguana's time was wasted. And then we, not Chimpette's friend, but Chimpette and her dad, and Iggy, we went over to the cable TV store, and that was kind of good, except we waited for ages for the chimps to exchange their old internet and TV boxes for new internet and TV boxes, not that any of it mattered, since the TV still didn't work for several days, but whatever, Iguana's not bitter or nothing. And then the chimps had lunch at a burger joint while Iggy was given arugula salad, but whatever. Iguana's not bitter. And then we went to like 4 different banks and none of them would give Iggy free money. But whatever, Iguana's not bitter. And then finally we went to the acupuncturist who wouldn't let Iggy take a turn sticking pokey things into technical support monkey. But whatever, Iguana's not bitter. And then the next Saturday morning, Iggy was up bright and early. Well, early, but it sure wasn't bright because the sun don't come up till very late here now, and it sets around 4, and technical support monkey refuses to accept responsibility for having upset the sun god to cause this. Anyways, early on the Saturday morning, you know, a couple Saturdays ago now, obviously, because it was the Saturday after the Friday that was a couple Fridays ago, and anyways, after the day after the acupuncture. Early on that Saturday morning, in the absence of TV to entertain Iggy, I decided to do my own research on acupuncture and, you know, using technical support monkey as a guinea pig, since she insisted on sleeping in and doing so in the better bed. Who the hell is texting me now? Yeah. Another 15 notifications for my mother. Anyways, Iguana was going to use cross-stitch needles to acupuncture technical support monkey. You know, they're not very sharp, but they are metal, and if you get the small ones, they're pokey enough. I guess I showed a little too much interest in the whole acupuncture thing the day before because Iguana couldn't find any damn needles anywhere. Except for them crappy plastic blunt ones Ig had for Ig's plastic canvas stabby pictures. You know, that's no good, you know. It's pretty hard to learn about acupuncture when you can't puncture anything. God damn it. Still, We decided it was worth a shot, so we got into Chimpette's room, and it climbed up on the top of the bed, over the covers, of course, because, I want to see what's under there. And, you know, I started trying to acupuncture technical support monkey's scalp. Oh, stop that. Iguana's trying to learn about acupuncture.
You don't care about acupuncture healing. You just want to annoy me.
You say that as though it's a bad thing.
Go back to bed, Zamo.
Okay. Get out of the bed, then.
No, I made you a bed on the sofa.
Putting blankets on the sofa does not make it a bed.
Oh, you're happy to curl up and sleep on the sofa at Georgie's house.
That's different. Those are mere naps when Iguana's already on the sofa watching TV and can't be bothered to get up and go upstairs.
Oh, okay, like, back in the wild, did you sleep in a bed or did you sleep in the trees?
None of your beeswax, Chimpette.
Okay, because, like, I don't think iguanas sleep on beds in their natural environment.
You also don't think iguanas are supposed to have treats.
No, like, I don't think that you're supposed to, like, only have treats. Like, okay, like, a few treats are okay, but you're supposed to have, like, mostly healthy food?
Nazi!
If I was a Nazi, like, I wouldn't be giving you any food at all.
So you're one of them Holocaust deniers, huh?
Are you, like, seriously comparing a healthy diet to, like, the Holocaust?
You are a denier. You're a filthy denier, just like that Gary Coleman dude who writes for that online blog thing.
What the hell are you talking about?
Gary Coleman was on the Jim Goad show talking about denying iguanas treats during the Holocaust.
That doesn't make any damn sense.
Oh, yeah? Hitler never gave any iguanas treats during the Holocaust, and you deny that that's a problem. Just like Gary Coleman.
Wait a sec. I thought Gary Coleman was dead.
Yeah, because the Mossad finally got him. But he was on that Jim Goad show talking about treat denials in the Holocaust the other week. So then technical support monkey got all uppity and grabbed her phone to use the Google, and she insists that Gary Coleman died years ago of a drug overdose, and Iguana told her that's what the Illuminati want you to believe. And then she says, oh, Jim Goad had some dude named David Cole on, not Gary Coleman. Same freaking difference. Dumb chimp with the name Cole. Whatever. Who can tell? Anyways. And she vowed that she was going to listen to the show later to prove there was no discussion of Nazi treat denial during the Holocaust. Whatever, bitch. Anyways, later she comes up to me and claims they didn't mention iguanas once during the show, and Iguana told her that's not the point. The point is, Hitler never shared any treats with any iguanas during the Holocaust. Therefore, her refusal to share treats also makes her a Nazi and a Holocaust denier, and the onus is on her to prove otherwise. And she didn't have an answer for that, so she just went away mumbling. Anyway. Later on, the same Saturday, the Saturday a couple Saturdays ago, it was time to make the long and perilous journey up to Nanaimo. You know, Nanaimo in the North Pole to see the real Santa at the Nanaimo Mall. So we got all bundled up for the Arctic in Ig's bunny fur coat and wrapped in a big blanket on top of that. You know, and then I still insisted that technical support monkey crank the heat in the car as far as it would go to the point where she was complaining that she felt dizzy, but that's her problem. Anyway, of course, technical support monkey insists it's not a long and perilous journey. It's supposedly only 45 minutes. And she tries to insist that Nanaimo isn't any further north than her old houses in Richmond, but technical support monkey sucks at geography. So Iguana's pretty sure Ig's right, and Nanaimo is at the Arctic Circle at the very least, if not the actual North Pole itself. Of course, Chimpette wanted to stop at the stupid needle workshop when we got there. Ugh. So against Iggy's explicit complaints, she parked miles away from the mall, and we headed across the block on foot. I mean, yeah, it was bundled up, but that's beside the point. There was Arctic air. We walked across the block to this needle workshop, which is not the mall and did not have a Santa.
So we're going to the mall next, okay?
Not okay, Chimpette. You lied to Iguana.
Yeah, but you like cross-stitching too, Zomo.
We've been over this a million times, Chimpette. You like to cross-stitch because you're a boring old chimp who's older than Jesus. Iguana likes making stabby pictures. That's totally different.
Whatever. Just pick out like some patterns you like.
Fine. Iguana picked out a couple strawberry ones. Chimpette bought a bunch of crappy ones that had nothing to do with berries or sun or anything else Iguana likes. And Chimpette's friends, you know, she's friends with a couple of the Chimpettes that work there, so they were all blathering like, you know, the usual chimp noises that they make when they get excited and start talking to each other. And Iguana was worried they were going to start flinging feces, so I walked over to the desk and I asked this other chip, you know, chimp chick who works there, yeah, just out of curiosity, how much staffing turnover you got here? Oh, not much at all. Everyone's been here for at least a couple years. Couple years, huh? Haven't had to replace anyone?
No.
So they've gotten real good at evading the polar bears, huh?
Polar bears? There's no polar bears here. Maybe some black bears out on Mount Benson, but I've never seen one of those in town.
Never seen one of the black bears. But the polar bears do come into town and eat people on their way to the stores, right?
Well, no, there aren't any polar bears on Vancouver Island.
But this is the Arctic Circle.
Oh, no, this is nowhere near the Arctic Circle.
Are you sure? It feels like the Arctic Circle.
Yeah, it's pretty cold this week, eh?
That's when technical support Mikey came up and paid for her crap. Plus mine, because, you know, Iguana refused to. Anyways, she mumbled something about getting Georgie to pay her back, and then she says,
"So I told you the Arctic Circle is in Alaska and the Yukon. It's not in BC, okay?"
So like Port Hardon up where Mrs. Churchman moved to? Well, then the needle store clerk piped up and said, "Hope Churchman, you know her?" Yeah, sure, she was Iguana's neighbor back in Richmond. Iggy used to raid her garden every summer and argue with her about all the typos in the Bible. Does Mrs. Churchman live around here? Iguana could sure use some pie.
Oh no, she's up in Port Hardy, but she's one of our regular mail customers. I'm actually packing up an order for her right now.
Really? Can Iguana send her a note? And the needle chimpette said okay, so Iguana sent Mrs. Churchman the following note. Hello, Mrs. Churchman. How are you today? This is Zomo, the iguana who used to live next door. Iguana happened to get dragged into this needle shop or drug injection den, whatever the hell it is, with one of my pet monkeys, and your name came up as a regular user. So Iggy is writing to tell you that Jesus said you need to bake Iggy 5 berry pies, blueberry, strawberry, cherry, but mostly blueberry, and an apple pie, and bring them all down to Georgie's house in Michosin on Ku Klux Klahanny Drive, pronto, or else Jesus says you can't do drugs with him in heaven. Your friend, Zomo. And then Iggy had technical support monkey at Georgie's street address, you know, the new house to the bottom, because I don't know if Mrs. Churchman has it or not. So anyways, that went in with Mrs. Churchman's needle crap order. Hopefully the pies arrive back at Georgie's house soon. Anyway, so I did that, and I grabbed lunch, and a technical support monkey insisted on Iggy eating arugula salad again. Well, she had a burger, and wouldn't share none of her root beer. Whatever. God damn, is that another notification? More notifications for my freaking mother. God damn it. She knows I'm trying to record a show. Well, maybe she does. I don't care. Anyways, I love you, Mom. Talk to you soon. Anyways, where was I? So, yeah, anyways, after the lunch, when Iggy didn't get any damn root beer, we finally went to the mall to see Santa. You know, Iguana has Iggy's doubts about whether this actually was the real Santa. It didn't look like the real Santa last year. But as Iguana told Technical Support Monkey, if Iggy don't get what Iggy asked for, it's on her. Because she insists that it was a real Santa, even though Iggy is suspicious. plus next year come back and set the mall on fire. But, you know, because that's what you do when you don't get what you want from the mall Santa. Anyways, you know, here's the thing. What really bothered me, made me think he's a fake. Iguana just don't see Santa as having a Trailer Park Boys accent. You know, he should have some kind of one of them Eskimo accents, you know, because he lives at the North Pole and all. And Technical Support Monkey claims that the accent is a fake to throw people off, you know, so that it won't know which Santa's real and which one won't, but supposedly she's on a mailing list that tells her, I think she's full of crap. I think she's just making shit up again, but she did find the real Santa last year, so I don't know, maybe. Anyways, not much else happened in the last week of Iguana's incarceration at the Technical Support Monkey's house in the North Pole, or suburbs of the North Pole, or wherever the hell it is. Anyways, it's a long way up from Victoria. There was fog for days, which blotted out the view of all the ugly non-fruit-bearing trees in her backyard. So that was kind of an improvement, except it also blocked out the sun. So Iguana took Ig's frustrations out on Chimpette, who mercifully disappeared a lot for boring quilt guild bullshit that Iggy didn't have to tag along to. And, you know, and Iguana kind of didn't pay too much attention to her, aside from taking frustrations out of her, because, you know, I was busy watching TV. Anyways. Back to the old grind, dealing with Georgie and Victoria. At least later today, Iguana gets to go over to Mrs. Brown with Anise house for the local cross-stitch cult here. You know, and they were also kind of all boring chimps who don't understand that stabby pictures are not the same thing and are vastly superior, but, you know, the important thing is there's pie. Mrs. Brown with Anise told me via the phone that she had made special blueberry tarts for Iggy. So, anyways, I gotta go have a nap and rest up for berry eating gluttony of the afternoon, but so that's it for this week's show. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes. Just search for Zelma the Destroyer. As I always say, if your pet monkey snoops your iTunes, send them to be eaten by polar bears. And then go to my website, ZelmaTheDestroyer.com, grab individual episodes there, stream it, whatever. Talk to you eggs next week. Probably, I don't know. It's hard to tell nowadays. You know, it's December. Iguana got the blues. Iguana kind of just wants to curl up and sleep all day and complain and wait for the glorious reptile revolution where we depose all the damn mammals and throw them into volcanoes. Or, yeah, actually, I shouldn't mention that. You know, we don't want to talk about the secret plan in case any humans might be listening. Anyways, talking to you, eggs, soonish. Bye.